Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to vary from the agenda just a little bit. We have a couple of business items that probably won't take long.
There's so, public hearings, though, and maybe somebody read the agenda and thought they might be ready. Just a thought.
Well, this will be quick, though. I'm going to move to item C2, a public hearing regarding Gemco Electrical contractor business use. Mr. Deedle, Mr. Fuchs. Let's do it right this time. Mr. Fuchs, please, you've got a notice.
Notice hereby given to the Planning Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 21st, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter. The matter may be heard in the Federal Room at the Franklin Public Library, 9151 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application by John Kaczynski, owner and operator of Gemco LLC, doing business as Gemco Electric, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 1731, Electrical Work, to allow for an electrical contractor business use within the former Woodcrest Market Building located 11610 West Rossin Avenue, which will include numerous building and site improvements over a 2 to 3 year period, with Gemco LLC doing business with Gemco Electric as the primary building tenant and remodeling of the former attached residence into office space to lease to a furniture tenant upon properties on B2 General Business District.
Mr. Deagle.
Subject area is shown on the screen above you. As the public hearing notice, it's an existing building. You can see the building in the parking lot. It's an old building, slightly run-down shape, but actually not too bad. It's not out there. But the applicant does need some fixing up, and the applicant is proposing to do that. The special use is primarily related to the use. They're not going to do anything outside, no parking of large vehicles. They will be planning on the improvements to the building, improvements to the parking lot, and some additional landscaping, installing those and making those changes over 2 or 3 years. And I can mention the staff is recommending approval.
This is a public hearing. I will open the public hearing at this time. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Alderman Nelson.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road in District 6, Alderman. I've lived here my entire life, and this building has been quite run down over the last few years. I'm very happy to hear that somebody's wishing to spend the time, the money, and the commitment to revitalize this area. It's kind of
switches on the back.
Kind of loud anyway. So I'm not sure if the owner is here tonight. If not, I yelled his name before.
There he is.
Okay, we'll talk after. But I fully support this, and thank you for coming to the neighborhood and doing this, because this has been an eyesore for years. Years and years ago, that was the local candy store in the neighborhood. That was where everybody came. So, welcome.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? John, can you turn that on? Switches at the back. Please come forward. There you go. Give us your name and address, please.
My name is Jim Dolan. I live at 11827 West Shirai Drive, Franklin. I'm also the owner of the 2.45 acre parcel B2 commercial land to the east of that. I'd like to, really, as you said, I'm really happy to see, a new owner in there, recent new life into the area. I think it's a real asset. It's also an asset for me, especially, I own the property next to it. And I welcome our new neighbor. I hope him nothing but the best. I've also got the property for sale, so I hope I'm not his neighbor for too long. So.
Oh, please.
But I wish him the best.
Great, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Please come forward.
Deborah Wages at 729 North Cape Road. I am also very pleased to see that this property is going to be occupied. My questions have to do with a little bit more questions around the property usage. I heard the gentleman over here say that there was not going to be large equipment outside. What kind of vehicle congestion do we expect on this property?
Mr. Deedle.
We don't have any details or specifics other than we know there's going to be no large vehicles. It is a relatively small space, so we're not anticipating a lot. The size of the building and the combination of the size of the building and the use dictates how many parking spaces they need. They only need 5 parking spaces.
I'm sorry, so that means that there could be up to 5 vehicles on this property, and I think that there is a garage for maybe 2 cars, so there would be cars outside of the enclosed area?
There could be, as long as those, anything parked outside overnight has to be under 8,000 pounds.
Okay. And then the size of the office space that would be developed, could you describe that?
We're not sure exactly the, well, I take that back. You know, one of the maps does show that. So they're anticipating that western half of the building that goes straight up and north, up and down, be the primary space. About 1,200 square feet of the northern portion of that will be their warehouse. And then about 750 square feet closest to Rawson will be their office space. And the part of the building that swings, that parallels Rawson and goes to the east, that'll be for a future tenant. So in the corner will be office, and then the part that sticks to the north will be the warehouse.
And there is no intention to expand the current structure size?
Not that we're aware of. They would have to come back if they wish to. Another public hearing like this, if they wish to add to the building.
Thank you. Those are my questions.
Very well. Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing. Without objection, we can move on to approvals. For this matter, is there any questions for the commission for staff? No questions? All right. Without objections, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for an electrical contractor business upon the property located at 11610 West Rawson Avenue?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion to approve. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Yell at me. I'm going to move on to D1. This is a temporary use application for Whitnall Youth Baseball Incorporated Sports Group Indoor Physical Fitness Practice Facility at the old Pick and Save on Highway 100. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. No public hearing on this one. It's a temporary use. They did it once before last year, or actually they applied this time last year. It was for the winter and spring. So again, they used this vacant tenant space at the Garden View or Garden Plaza Shopping Center. For practicing baseball. I'll lay some batting cages as well. This kind of use is not a listed use. That's why it has to come to the Planning Commission. They're proposing to use it for up to 90 days, and staff has no concerns or questions about this and is also recommending approval.
Questions for staff? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for an indoor physical fitness practice facility use for property located at 6542 South Lovers Lane Road?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to the regular order of business. Item C1, a planned development district. Most of you have been to public hearings before. We'd like to ask people to contain their comments to 3 minutes. No personal attacks. Feel free to ask your questions, but we're going to do it in this order. First, we're going to take up the natural resources special exception. Local ordinance requires that anyone giving comment is considered giving testimony, legal testimony. So you will be sworn in, and the city attorney will do that. Please keep your comments to about 3 minutes and speak your piece. So, Mr. Fuchs, you've got a meeting notice, a hearing notice for the Natural Resources Special Exception.
Yes. Notice hereby given that the Planning Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 21st, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard, the Padre Room at the Franklin Public Library, 915 Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application from Baltimore Commons, LLC, applicant, Zimmar Properties, LLC, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and FF&E, LLC, property owners. for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for properties located at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive, Zone Plant Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex slash Ballpark Commons, and FW Floodway District. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing impact of various wetlands, wetland buffers, wetland setbacks, mature woodlands, floodplain, and shore buffer. Approximately 38.92 total acres of protected natural resource features currently exist within the subject property. In order to construct the proposed Ballpark Commons sports anchored mixed-use development, in summary, the applicant is requesting to clear, grade, fill, and develop approximately 23.08 acres of protected natural resource features comprised of the following: approximately 2.0 acres of wetlands, which have received an artificial exempt wetland determination from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, approximately 1.35 acres of non-exempt wetlands, approximately 4.27 acres of wetland buffers, approximately 4.31 acres of wetland setbacks, approximately 10.97 acres of mature woodlands, approximately 0.18 acre of floodplain, create approximately 0.75 acre of new wetland, restore, enhance approximately 0.55 acre of existing wetland, create approximately 5.5 acres of new wetland buffers associated with two proposed stormwater management ponds, and create approximately 8.5 acres of woodlands associated with a proposed berm along the entire western boundary of the Ballpark Commons project.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Dietl, do the introduction and presentation, please.
Thank you. The public hearing is pretty detailed. It goes into all the numbers. The only thing I can mention is that the amount of natural resources that are present on the site, more updated maps from the applicants, is actually 2 acres less, and the amount of impact on those natural resources, with, based on more accurate information, is about 2 acres less. But the breakdown is about the same for all this, the various natural resource features. Again, they're proposing a natural resource special exception in anticipation of developing these areas. They're also proposing mitigation. The areas impacted are both on north of Rawson and south of Rawson. As the public hearing notice mentioned, some of the mitigation is on both sides of Rawson as well. They are proposing a stormwater management pond on the north, far north side of the property and some woodlands. Part of the mitigation will be associated with that stormwater pond. Those woodlands are also part of a primary environmental corridor. It's my understanding from talking to staff at Sewer PAC that they would not have an objection to that. It's when a building goes inside these environmental corridors that they would object to that. But as a structure, as a stormwater pond, they would not. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. I'll probably go into those conditions later unless you wish me to do that now.
Well, finish your presentation and then talk about the conditions.
So I can mention that the applicant is asking for this a special exception to remove these natural resources. As briefly mentioned in the public hearing notice, 2 acres of the wetland have been identified as wetland, but are exempt from DNR regulations. Therefore, they're also exempt from our regulations. So neither the state nor the city requires any mitigation for those 2 acres. The 0.18 acres of impact within the floodplain and shore buffer is also exempt by our rules. It's going to be associated with a storm sewer, sanitary sewer, and outfall pipe from the stormwater pond.
Who determines the exemption on both of those?
So for our regulations, staff does. It's in the Unified Development Ordinance. It lists what kinds of activities are exempt. In regards to the natural resources, we received a letter from the DNR that says they're exempt for those 2 acres. And those wetlands are primarily associated with the ditches that are alongside the roads, Crystal Ridge and Old Loomis. There are a few pockets of wetlands scattered elsewhere that they also were classified as exempt from these regulations, but primarily they're along the ditches. The other thing I can mention is, and they mentioned as well, many of these resources have been impacted before by development activities. Some of these resources are actually on the wetland. As you may recall, there were some wetlands in the first phase of Ballpark Commons that were outside the wetland. The DNR at that time also determined that those wetlands that were impacted at that time were exempt. And they mentioned there was a letter from the DNR explaining that the section of the DNR that regulates landfills did not want those wetlands on the landfill.
Put up the map that shows what they want.
So again, staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. It's my understanding the applicant is generally okay with those conditions. And it's not unusual for a natural resource special exception to have conditions. There's probably about 15 conditions in this instance. I can mention that just a couple months ago, we did a project for the Franklin Middle School, Forest Park Middle School, much smaller site, and they had 9 conditions. So I don't see anything unusual with this request. While the impact is larger, the amount of mitigation is as well. So staff is recommending approval with conditions.
Okay. So we'll have the map up here. This is a public hearing. It's sworn public hearing, and I will open that public hearing now. If there's anyone wishing to speak on this matter, and again, we'll limit it to the natural resources component of this. Please rise, come forward, give us your name, be sworn, give us your name and address. Anyone wishing to speak on this? Anyone wishing to speak? Ms. Bills.
Please raise your right hand. Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Judith Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, Franklin.
Go ahead, Ms. Mills.
Okay. My subdivision is just east of the rock area. And we've had trouble with, when there are torrential rains, we've had trouble with flooding. Our streets have been underwater. And my home has had water within about 2 feet of the house. The house east of me has been underwater by a foot to 2 feet. And other homes have had water problems in that subdivision. When the contractor or the developer built that subdivision, it was zoned for single-family homes and town homes for the entire subdivision. Because master plans were changed, there were areas of the subdivision that were, now we have on 76 and Rawson, there's a big strip mall in there, so there's a lot of things that have been cemented and asphalted in a huge area. There was a zoning change that put a big church in there.
Ms. Mills, could you focus your conversation on this particular?
That's why I'm explaining this online. Areas that were meant for homes, where you have a house grass, are now areas that water just runs off of because they're because there are these big areas where the zoning was changed, and they were meant to have houses on them, and they don't anymore. A big school was put in with more cement, etc. So as a result, and also because streets that Ron Romeis, who was a former retired engineer, he's worked with us on this, and he said that we have 20 dead ends that were meant to go out to Loomis or Rawson, Drexel, 76th Street, and none of them have been developed. They've been stopped because of the church going in or the change in zoning. But when the developer built the subdivision,
Ms. Mills, I'm sorry, I have to keep you on point.
Okay.
Could you talk to this development,
okay,
please?
The pipes in the subdivision are too small to carry the water load for these big storms. And as a result, the water just comes down the street when we have big storms and the streets are underwater. So these wetlands have been our savior in keeping this subdivision, which is a big subdivision, dry because they absorb a lot of this water west of us, and we are downhill. Everything, if you look at the level of the land, everything west of us is higher land. So water just comes cascading down. And as wetlands have been mitigated west of us, it causes a bigger water problem for us. And I've lived there for 30 years, so I've watched this get worse and worse as wetlands are taken out. And so I'm just asking you to consider the impact of taking a wetland out that it has on our subdivision and other homes in the area because of water flow. So water is a problem for us now, and I just have a concern as you mitigate more of these wetlands, even though you can reestablish them 20 miles from my house, that doesn't do me any good. So
thank you very much.
Keep that in mind.
Thank you, Ms. Mills. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Mr. Knoll. Yeah, please come on up too. Save some time.
Good evening.
Raise your right hand, please.
Okay.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Okay, my name is Robert Knoll. I live at 8610 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin. We live immediately next to the rectangular area to the west of Franklin Landfill, and our back lot line touches the landfill. It used to be the Ace Scavenger gravel, sand and gravel pit. Yesterday, there was a hearing with the DNR to consider the environmental aspect of the proposed excavations. And apparently, the scope of their study did not include that rectangular area. I pointed out to them that there is a swale that crosses that area from our backyard down toward Root River, and it drains the surface water, drains down that way. And if there's a berm, 8-foot-high berm, put across the perimeter of that area, that appears to me that's going to block that swale. And also, with the expansion plan to expand the size of the stadium to 4,000 people and 1,200 cars, they're looking for additional parking, and they're proposing apparently to put parking in that area, which I would assume would require excavating that area to make it accessible, which would apparently mean excavating that swale. And I don't know if that's been considered or approved by the DNR. I don't think so. So I would be opposed to putting in a berm and excavating that swale.
Thank you, Mr. Knoll. Mr. Dietl, do you have any response for any of those?
Indirectly, the natural resource special exception will not be looking at that. But tied to the natural resource special exception are erosion control and grading and drainage plans, and stormwater management plans as well. Those will look at the immediately adjacent properties to make sure that everything works. I know that the engineering department staff has raised some questions about how this will affect, in terms of the stormwater management plan, how this will affect drainage from existing drainage waste that are adjacent to this property. And this issue also came up with middle school as well. So I do know the engineering department does look at these issues before they approve grading, erosion, and stormwater plans.
Thank you. There was a lady coming up. Oh, there you are. Good.
I'm here.
Raise your right hand. Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Kristen Jertzett. I live at 1949 South 97th Street in West Dallas, Wisconsin, 53227.
Welcome to Franklin.
Thank you. I'm involved in the area. I'm a Friends of Weir board member. And a little bit about myself, because it does deal with natural resources. I'm a hiker, trail runner, mountain biker, snowshoer. I'm also a speed skater, and I'm definitely a fan of baseball and snowboarding. But I do have concerns, great concerns. While I have a niece who's involved in the Rock, I think it's a great facility for kids. But I am really concerned when I read about this, and was made aware of this. I did the math. It says destroying 23.0 acres is what I came up with. And then a creation item, what I added to was 15.3 acres, including the replacing woodlands, quote-unquote replacing wetlands. It takes 150 years to create, to have come again, compatible trees that are that old. It doesn't take 5 years. It takes decades to replace woodland wetlands. You can't just make it happen. Nobody's, in my opinion, God. Everything is done quite well, I think, in the first place and should be left alone. There are plenty of places, examples in Milwaukee County, where we have LEED certified organizations and places. Kohl's is LEED certified. Urban Ecology Center is LEED certified. It has grown to three buildings. They are aware of their land and thinking about sustainability and making it last. I can't believe that there's no other options for this. I just can't believe it. When there's a dying mall in the area, there's a vacant Kmart, why are there not other creative ways of thinking about using places that look dead and don't have anything going on and aren't going to impact the neighbors so greatly? The Weir Nature Center has over 60,000 visitors every year. It hosts 20,000 school groups every year. And not to mention the natural impact. You know, it's funny to me, I was when people talk about nature, and there's rare-wooded warblers, there's barred owls, there's a variety of animals. I've done citizen science projects with Weir Nature Center. The list is endless. And as soon as you start breaking this up, and start, it affects that. And people always say, well, it's, you know, this is the economy, and, you know, and I appreciate that. I want everybody to succeed. Everybody should be able to have businesses and succeed, and that's fantastic. But there's other aspects. There's neighbors. There's people around here. There's people who deserve a quiet neighborhood and not tons of people, visitors in the summertime with parking issues. Yeah, there's parking. Great. There's still going to be issues. That's the reality of it. I've been to China Lakes. I've seen that. So I am really concerned. In a broader picture, we only have in this state 5% of the original land. 40% of our wetlands have been cut. And you can't get that back. You know, I was talking to my mom about this yesterday, and she said when she was a kid, she used to drive to visit her cousin in South Milwaukee from Milwaukee. It used to be out woodlands. It's not woodlands anymore. That was taken away from me, taken away from generations. This is not just about... This is the thinking here is about a short-term deal. But retail doesn't represent long-term quality jobs. So you can't bring that back. I don't see the woodlands that have come back to Ross. And have you? Do you see that nature come back? It doesn't. Once it's gone, it's gone. So I am definitely against this and would like you to seriously rethink this on a larger scale, on the long-term scale, and the bigger scale. Again, I am a fan of snowboarding and sports. I'm going to be watching Olympics. You know, I love it. And I love what this place does. But I don't think this is the right idea. There's got to be better. I know there's got to be better. There's intelligent people in this room who have experience, who can do this. And so I stand here today, I guess I'm begging you, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now I got to say it again. We've been through this before. Let's avoid clapping. There are people here with opposing views. We want to respect everybody's opinions. Let's do it without applause and outbursts like that. But anyway, so just so you get a feel for timing, the last speaker was 4.5 minutes. So anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, ma'am.